My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
They're longtime friends.
Let me tell you something real quick about Dibs that I'm sure not everybody knows.
And first-time partners.
Hang in there, big guy. There'll be brighter days ahead.
Now these two homegrown Bay Area boys finally come together to take over sports talk.
Get the hell off of my doorstep.
Major League Baseball, you stink.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back, buddy.
Oh, thank you, kid.
And I was going to do for us as a tandem what I did last Wednesday when you started your mini break, but I can't quite do it yet because I know you got a couple more coming here.
Yep.
In a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we got the Dwayne Dibley Memorial coming up here in about 2 weeks. The eighth annual. 9 years since he passed, so that'll be my last couple of days.
And that's always there, and that's a set aside.
Yeah, so that's a Labor Day. So.
Yeah, absolutely. But outside
that'll
of
be
that,
a stretch
dude,
five.
Time to batten down the hatches.
Let's
here we go.
That's it.
Here we go.
That's it. You know I got two more days, and then we're here.
That's it.
It's Willard and Dibs.
No way.
September, October, November. And then we'll have to see about December.
Well, I mean,
no, people, but it's
somebody's got it. You know, Santa's coming, so you know, that's different. Anyway, point
and maybe
is,
my Brock Purdy opinion is colored by the excitement I'm feeling for football. Because when I saw the game last night,
that's fair,
and I saw him on the field, I got not that my juices are really flowing because I don't play the damn game, but the game was coming on. I put the game on. And I saw Brock Purdy out there, and I thought, all right, baby, let's go. Because now here we sit. 3 weeks, my man. 3 weeks from today.
Brock Purdy.
3 weeks and 3 hours.
3 weeks from...
Three and three.
Almost to the mark.
And
3 weeks and 3 hours, yeah.
And it's football.
Yeah.
So,
Aaron Rodgers will be in that game.
We got our fantasy draft in 9 days. And so, let's get excited.
I had one over the weekend.
Already. Your Tahoe one.
No, the
was this that hokey two quarterback one?
Yeah, oh, God, super flex. First pick Lamar Jackson, second pick Jaden Daniels. We just got him done right out of the gate.
Oh, you got?
I just went boom, 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 and then we started filling in receivers.
What pick did Lamar go?
Number three overall.
Okay, number three.
Yeah, it went Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes.
Oh wow,
Lamar
Allen
Jackson
over Mahomes.
Oh, Allen is the super flex like consensus number one.
Okay.
Although it's odd in that league because it's -6 for any turnover.
-6?
-6 for any turnover. Fumble, pick,
wow,
anything. And Josh Allen, as you know, man can throw an interception.
Now.
That's not even, but watch out now. He can throw a ball to the other team. Anyway.
He's going to throw it away now.
Anyway. Yeah, like we're here and I get that. I was a little eyebrows up. I knew he was maybe supposed to go out there and play when the first quarter was almost over and he's sitting him out there for the third series and he's running naked boots. I'm like, okay, I don't know. What's happening right here? Plus, like, you know, you said it was fun to watch Brock Purdy drop back and then he would throw a pass and then Braden Willis would catch it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, never mind. That's not what I was. You know what I mean? Like that. Who? What? What is happening?
Who are you?
So I, again, not offended, not like sounding alarms. just surprised. Surprised at a risk-reward play that, be honest now, you do not see around this league. No quarterback did that. No quarterback who mattered. If you're Aiden O'Connell and Gardner Minshew and you're battling it out.
The shoe got the gig.
I know he did. And you're battling, that's one thing. That's totally different. But if you got cement blocks on your starter shoes, nobody's putting you out there with the third string. Hell, Atlanta won't even play Michael Penix. He's not even their starter.
Well, he's hurt.
No, he's not.
Odds are he's hurt. But, well, he's like 27 years old as a rookie. He's always hurt.
He's not even, if you look at Kirk Cousins' contract, Penix is not only not your starter, he's not going to be your starter for 3 years. They're going to Aaron Rodgers, Jordan Love this kid. And they're bubble wrapping him. It's wild. So that's all I'm saying. If you want me to put it in a different point, like, Kyle Shanahan made a decision yesterday that other coaches around the league are not making. That's all. And that's fine.
I just don't think that he has the luxury of what other coaches are doing. Because if you really wanted to put him out there in the best situation, you would have Trent Williams on the field. Trent Williams is not on the field. And you would have Brandon Ayuk out there. Brandon Ayuk is not out there. George Kittle's darn near 30. And Deebo Samuel is a vet who probably won't play anyway, and you want to add in the mix Christian McCaffrey, who's got a calf, and I do think that his calf is worse than what you're characterizing it as a bug bite. And yes, he's been running around and doing stuff on the side, but you've got veterans, and when you have veterans, you're not going to put them out there and risk their older bodies, and you have a 23-year-old quarterback who goes out there and just gets some reps. And I don't think that the guys who he was playing with are necessarily all cement-shoed cardboard cutouts. You had 3/5 of your starting offensive line, and maybe your offensive line's not that good. And
3/5 is not enough.
But you're not going to have your all-pro Hall of Fame left tackle anyway, so are you not going to play him until Trent comes in? Or
I'd be fine with that.
But you're going to play Brock Purdy.
But you don't have to. It's not a rule.
It's not. But if you're Brock Purdy, you want to play.
And that's
fine. You want to actually get out there and play tackle football.
Right.
And he played 11 snaps.
Right.
I just think that people are overreacting and the naked boot.
Dibs.
You're more appalled about a naked bootleg than you are about Trey Lance running a quarterback keeper and getting his ankle broken.
Here's something. Maybe this is a terrible analogy, but I'm going to give it a shot. Because I tell my kids this all the time, because when people are young, they don't like taking responsibility. There's no accountability, right? So, like, for instance, if I've got my boys out on the golf course and one of them hits a ball, and let's say one of them walked ahead a little bit and the other one shanks the ball and it whacks off the other one's leg, okay? Now, I could argue that both of them are in the wrong. One of them walked ahead of a hitter. The other one hit. And immediately, a kid is going to go into, well, that's not my fault. And I'm like, I'm not talking about your intent. I try to teach them this. It's not about your intent. If your intent is bad, then you actually should go to jail. But your intent may have been good. That does not mean that you shouldn't say you're sorry. You can mess up even with good intentions. So here's the analogy to that. What if, and what would you say today if Brock did take one of those hits, didn't get up? No criticism for Kyle Shanahan? None? I don't buy it.
Of course.
He'd be getting crushed. And
yes.
So what that means is Kyle's intent, Brock's intent here can be fine, and that still doesn't cover it. It's still a bad thing to do because...
That's your opinion.
Yes, it is.
And you can't quantify the other side of it, which is, what if Brock Purdy's 11 snaps are the difference between him making a play in the Super Bowl or not?
Come on, man.
You can't quantify that.
You can quantify an injury.
Right. You can say...
Come on,
you can't say on the one hand, oh, if he gets hurt, you'd rip Shanahan. Okay, well, the other side of it is unquantifiable. Maybe the experience that Brock Purdy got in those 11 snaps, maybe that's the difference,
Come on, man.
In him making a play late in the year. Maybe he runs a naked boot and he's like, you know what? I'm going to remember this from preseason, and I make this naked boot,
give me the example, and they win the division. Give me the example of when that's ever happened in the history of ever.
It can't be
quantified. Where somebody won a Super Bowl and went, you know what happened? There's a preseason game in August.
It can't be quantified.
Of course it can. That's absurd. There's no way.
It's equally absurd to say, well, if he would have gotten hurt, gets hurt in practice? Well, we blame the coach because he got hurt in practice?
No, of course not. Like people, as you pointed out, people get hurt slipping in the shower.
Yeah.
I'm not suggesting that he never get out of bed. I'm simply saying that this one, in terms of risk reward, fell off of a cliff. That's all. It's like you went over the line.
I disagree. If you played him for three quarters, then I could say, yeah, that seems a little bit risky.
Line? Why is three quarters the line or two quarters the line or what it was, which was almost one quarter?
Three drives, 11 plays.
What's the line? But it was only 11 plays because they didn't go anywhere.
Exactly.
It could have been a lot more.
I don't know what the line is because it's up to Shanahan to decide where the line is, and he felt like 11 plays was the line. And if they would have had one drive that was 11 plays, that would have been it. So I think 11 plays is probably about the line.
Okay. And that's fine. I mean,
he's the expert.
It's all mythical. I don't know that he's an expert in terms of body and number of plays and
line. He's the expert in being a pro football coach. Yes. He's one of the three or four best in the world doing it.
And I'll have his back every single time, all the time. But yes, he has a reason for whatever he did. And so great. We can all move on with that if you want. But I'm noticing he made a decision that other coaches wouldn't have made. I'm not offended by it. I just don't get it.
Yeah, I haven't looked at Kansas. If Kansas City had all their starting 11, and if Buffalo had all their starting 11, or if there were some guys,
talking about all. We're talking about most.
Yeah,
get where I'm coming from.
I do, but I do think that you're kind of picking and popping, and you're
not really
you're picking and choosing the examples that you want to use. And
not at all.
The Niners had like three or four of their starters out there, and you know, do you need seven starters to feel good? I just wonder where that is.
It's the quarterback.
Right.
You're not going to give a guy a third of your cap and act like he's the same as everyone else. He's not. He's the quarterback.
But they didn't really put him into dangerous spots.
Absolutely they did.
He didn't run any zone read or any keepers.
Humongous people hit him.
Right.
Huge, trained, nut job killers hit him. And it could have ended the season. And yes, that's a part of football.
Right.
But by your point that you're making, why do we do yellow jerseys? Let them get hit in practice. They need to get a sweat gone. Why?
You pick your spots. The spot you picked was 11 snaps at home on a Sunday night.
And it's a risk reward. I know you love throwing out it's 11 snaps at home on a Sunday. What does that all matter? There are football players out there, and they hit him.
Yeah.
And I find it to be a risk that you didn't need to take.
Yeah.
You put him out there with a bunch of backups, and it's surprising. And I think most people are surprised. Not mad, surprised.
Okay. And I'm not afraid to be in the minority of alongside Kyle Shanahan of somebody who thinks that the risk, the reward was worth the risk. Because the reward, obviously they think that there's a reward in playing him 11 snaps. And the reward is getting Brock Purdy up to speed. So I don't think that Kyle Shanahan did it so as to maybe I'll get him injured and I'll show everyone that I can win with a backup.
We did spend a whole offseason with Kyle Shanahan, loves getting his quarterbacks hurt.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so where'd that point go?
I don't hear
that
from anyone today. We spend all our time thinking about how, you know, Kyle Shanahan is the genius and, you know, maybe he wants to get Brock hurt because then he can go out and show the world that he can do with a backup.
He's a great coach. He's one of the top two or three coaches in the game. I have zero questions about that. That one surprised me. It's all. We're sponsored by Floor & Decor. You can weigh in on it. 888-957-9570 is the number. And then, of course, here's the unfortunate byproduct, and there's nothing anybody can do about this. Then he does go out there, and he plays with a bunch of non-stars. And you could count 3, 2, 1, and you knew exactly what so much of social media and beyond would say about the performance. So we'll get to that coming up next. We'll take your calls, 888-957-9570, Willard and Dibs.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, But with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
I do like Jacob Cowing. I do. You like the player, you like the pick.
I did like the pick, yeah. And I like the player.
And I do like Adam Amon, who was on the call there and will be on the show in 26 minutes.
And Mark Sanchez has grown on me. I'll be honest. It's a little cringy at times because he, you know, looks to run material and all the rest of it, but I'm starting to like it more and more. And the combo of Adam Amin and Mark Sanchez, it's a pretty fun combo.
Thank you for pronouncing it right. There's too many vowels. Can we tell him that? There's too many A's. It's like a street in Hawaii. Like, my God.
8 letters, 4 vowels.
Yeah, like too many A's, dude.
Mix in a consonant, bro.
Let's get some syllables here. I can't. Anyway. Anyway, he'll be on
it's like
here.
Allah Abdul Nabi. Yeah. I don't know why that name popped in my head.
He'll be here in 25 minutes, and we'll talk out what he saw in 49er football, even though he saw very few 49ers in the game yesterday. So, but I do like it. I do like Cowing. I do like a handful of the draft picks.
Malik Mustafa is a monster out there.
He looks great.
He wants to hurt you.
Well, and he's playing the part too.
Yeah.
Dude, you come in as a rook, you get everyone excited, and then after 2 preseason games, you show up in a retro Ronnie Lott jersey. We're in. Let me speak for all 49er fans, Malik. We're in.
Totally.
Done. You got us. Anyone else? Anyone else want to play the PR game like Malik Mustafa?
Well, you can do that, but then you have to back it up. You can't come in a Ronnie Lott throwback jersey and then go out there and Olay tackles and like arm tackle guys and finesse people out of bounds. You come with the Ronnie Lott gear, you have to go out there and hit, and he's out there hitting people.
Here's what he said after the game at Levi's.
I got this Ronnie Lott jersey back in June, earlier, a little few months ago. Big fan of his, obviously that's the GOAT, you know, 49ers legend. Met him another day, you know, just a dream come true, you know, me and the idol like that. And it's kind of like a mentality thing coming into the game, like wearing a Ronnie Lott jersey. Hope first preseason home game of my NFL career. So I just wanted to go out there with the right mindset to attack the game.
Okay, so he's off to a really good start. Cowing's off to a good start. We know what everybody thinks about Pooney on the offensive line. Kingston, there's a lot of guys who right now you're like, okay, I like it. I'm not going to buy it any yet because it's preseason. So I don't know how real or fake or whatever. There are little individual ways where you can sort of see a guy's skill set. But when the lights come on, is it sustainable? I don't know. But I'm excited about the draft class based on what we see. But because that stuff is fake, that or could be at least, that's why I'm confused by what you do out there with Brock Purdy. Like sometimes I find these things to not be in alignment, which is the future prospects of Brock Purdy, like what people have finally gathered around the fire to admit, like Brock Purdy's that's your quarterback. The 49ers have their quarterback. And yes, he'll get a contract next year and it will be large and people will rip it and all of those things. But that's going to happen. We're all convinced of that now. But then you don't treat him like one. And that's what's confusing to me. And I find that to be in multiple aspects. I find playing him without any of his big-time teammates, that's not treating him like a $55 million quarterback. And then I'd argue this too. So we're all chatting before the show like we normally do on our text thread. And Grandy sends this one out. I'm going to let you finish your own sentence here, Grandy. Grandy says, I think if this 49ers draft class, that right now we like, but it's all dot, dot, dot. If this class turns out poor, like 2022 and 2023 did, then?
The Super Bowl window closes after this season.
All right.
Boom.
Well, I liked what you said. I agreed with it mostly, but you still have one more year after that with him on his rookie deal. So I don't think that it would close after this year, because next year, even if at the end of this year you give him $60 million a year, he still plays one more year where he doesn't make $60 million a year.
True.
So your text I mostly agreed with, but I don't think that your timing was right, because for me,
that's fair.
The window would extend one more year because he wouldn't make that $60 million a year.
The way you said that, it made it sound like the timing of his text was not right. Well, you can text us whenever you want, Grandy.
The timing of those texts is always off for me because I'm in the car.
Yeah, that's fine.
Usually when our thread heats up, it's about 11:30 to 12:30, and that's when I'm driving.
Text me at 2 in the morning if you want. I don't care.
You always can.
Yeah, well, I mean,
my phone is connected to my car, and my car does a.
Oh, it does? You get a text notification
on my car.
On your Bluetooth?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's not good.
No, it's good, but I don't read it, but it just.
Yeah, but like.
I can disconnect it from my car, but I usually listen to music through my phone.
I get it.
So I like to have it connected.
You're good about that, I think.
Yeah,
not
I don't,
that we've driven around too many places together, ever. But I think you're better at that than I am. I don't want to know when texts are coming in. A lot of people, because you have that like, what's going on? Is everyone okay? Is that one of the kids? Is it what's happening? And then you're checking your phone while you're driving. And I'd rather not. So don't tell.
Yeah, I don't do that.
I don't want to know if a text.
And
comes
I can
in.
Tell like the phone number pops up on my screen, and when there is a group thread, no number shows up. So a lot of times it'll alert me, and it's no phone number, and I know that it's our group thread. And usually, if one pops up, then it's you respond, Lucas, and then Grandy sends a 700 word synopsis of his thoughts and his life.
I do.
It's a summary.
And it's great, and your summarization sensation is wonderful, but...
It's a buck.
And you know, I eventually get to my destination, I look at my phone, and I've got 17 messages, and I open it up, and it's all from the one thread.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Which is perfect.
But can I just say this? And I know it's not where you're all coming from on this, but if y'all feel... like when Brock signs the contract, that means the window closes, don't sign the contract. I don't understand this. The 49ers have a 23-year-old franchise quarterback. The contract should be the start of the window. The start of the window. If you're telling me automatically that if Debo and George and Fred and everybody turns 30, and that means, that's the end of 49er football, oh well, you're showing a stunning lack of confidence in the Niners' ability to run a franchise. You're showing a stunning lack of confidence in Brock Purdy. You don't sign someone to $55 to $60 million if you think that that's the end. It's the beginning.
It depends. And it should be the beginning.
Yes.
But I think what Grandy was saying, and I totally agreed with him, I was in lockstep with the mentality of it. It just puts more pressure on the draft picks. Because when you give him $60 million, and if it happens at the end of this year, you have this year and next year where he's not making that much. But when he is making that much, and that's one-fourth of your cap, let's say, it'll be about a fifth of the cap. You're going to have to find cheap labor. And the best way to find cheap labor is in the draft. And that's where you start to look at your draft and you think, we need to hit on these guys.
Yeah.
And if you look at this past draft, if it's Cowing is a hit, and Pearsall, and Pooney, and Mustafa, if you find four or five or six guys in your draft and undrafted players that can be starters, well, then, yes, your window stays open.
That's your job.
That's all that he was saying.
No, but that's your job. Your job, if
it's your job, but it's a hard, that's the hardest part of your job.
Of course, it's going to get harder to have a star-studded roster, but it doesn't mean that you can't still be really good. And in fact, I would argue when you look around the league, what sustains for good teams is if they have the QB. And you can play with a lot of different stuff around them. The Chiefs have the QB at a level that no one else does, and last year played offense rather poorly. You don't believe me? Go look it up. They were run of the mill. But what did the Chiefs do? They're like, you know what? Watch this. We're going to tighten the screws on the defensive side of the football and stop making Patrick have to score 34 every game. How about if Patrick only needs to score 24 every game? And how about if we let Tyreek Hill go be a fantasy football player in South Beach? Let's do that. And what'd they do? Trophy? Trophy. So I just want to, like, this is me now. I would suggest adjusting the thinking a little bit and stop the fear mongering. And this is why I'm going to continue to bat with a tennis racket back at you every time you say Super Bowl or bust for the next 5 months. I'm just going to racquetball, dink, right back at you. No, it's not. If you believe the window's closing, don't sign him. You don't like him. That's what you're saying. The 49ers brass's job is to constantly be replacing players when people either get too high-priced or they age out. That's called the NFL. You have to do that everywhere. That is an absolute omnipresent factor. So you got to be ready to do that. You can't escape that. Look around the league. There are plenty of teams who are paying their quarterback $50 to $60 million and having no trouble competing at all. In fact, they're the ones who are competing. The teams that are not competing are the, well, I got this rookie deal. Well, we'll see. Not really sure yet. You know, Houston is not like, oh, God, we've got to win the Super Bowl in the next 3 years. Or else... Ah, hell, what the hell is C.J. Stroud going to make in 3 years? 75 per year? Probably. And they're not scared of that. Houston's sitting there looking at it going, you know what? I think our window is 12 years because we've got C.J. Stroud. So it's just an interesting thing that I keep hearing this desperation, and I get where it comes from because they've been so damn close so many times, and that's maddening. But this idea that, like, it's all dead in a year or two. No, this is just the beginning. For God's sakes, they finally found a guy.
Right. It continues as long as they continue to have a roster that you can build around him. And the reason why Kansas City won last year was because they drafted really well, and they have a lot of young players. They have a great super tight end, and they have a bunch of guys on rookie contracts around him, and they drafted well. And those players on both sides of the ball are good players. And that's all that Grandy was saying. And if you look at the Niners drafts in 2022 and 2023, they haven't been great. And so you look at pieces now that aren't going to be the pieces that are going to replace the guys who are high priced. And when Brock's making 60, you're probably not going to have six or seven other guys making $25 million a year.
Correct.
You just can't.
Yeah.
So in 2 years, and you've got Kittle and Debo and Ayuk, assuming he gets that money, and Bosa and Trent. McCaffrey doesn't quite make that much, but he makes more than any other running back. So as you go down your roster, and you got Charvarius Mooney Ward, who wants to get money at the end of this year, and you start to think about all the other players, Fred Warner and Dre Greenlaw is going to be a free agent, and you look at the future, you're not going to be able to keep everyone, which is the reality when you pay your quarterback that much. So you're going to rely on cheap labor, drafted players. And Grandy was pointing out the 2022 and 2023 drafts, which have not been great, and you've got players who don't look like they're going to be the future of your team. And so it just puts more pressure on this draft. And this last draft may have been good. We'll find out this year if any of these rookies can contribute. And then next year's draft becomes as important because you need to have these guys on rookie deals in all spots in order to keep your roster good and deep.
I guess I just feel like that's all, like that's never not the case. Like an
well,
NFL
it hasn't
team.
Been the case of late because you've had, like, you missed on Cameron Latu, it looks like. It doesn't matter. You have George Kittle. And you missed on, you know, Kinlaw. But it doesn't matter because you were able to bring in somebody else and pay him and replace him.
TJ Houshmandzadeh thinks it mattered. I mean, you can say it doesn't matter, but what did it cost you? Like, I guess my point is not...
Well, you made the Super Bowl.
I'm not here to... Right, but you didn't win it. Like, again, you know, what are we saying here? You know, for
he's saying that because he wants his buddy to get paid. And so he's using that as an example of, you better pay Brandon because when you didn't pay DeForest,
look,
it cost you two Super Bowls.
For 6 years now, the 49ers have been a contender, save one time. And what happened when they weren't a contender?
Yeah, you lost your quarterback.
You lost your quarterback, which, by the way, let's go backwards for a second. That's why I've got the opinion I have about last night. Get the kid out of harm's way. Because I think there's one thing and one thing only that renders the 49ers irrelevant. And it's that man. And you and I have had that debate a number of times over the last couple of years. Who's the most important 49er? To me, it's not a question that comes at you in a straightforward way. Like, if you answer that question, Brock Purdy, people go, oh my God, Christian McCaffrey is so much better at his position than Brock is at his, and Trent Williams is better at his. Doesn't matter. This is an uneven question. Because whoever the quarterback is always the answer. If any good team in the NFL, any of them, ask them who they don't want to lose if they could protect one guy. And all of them will answer it the exact same way. It's the quarterback. So I'm not putting that man in harm's way. But also, in addition to that, I'm going to believe that this 49er team can be good as long as he's good and healthy. There is a way to build around a good quarterback in the NFL every year. And yes, you have to draft well. That's just part of the, every draft is important, and I think there is a cost when you mess up. And so 2022, there will be a cost. You know, there are depth problems because of 2022. 2023, I'd argue, it might even still be too early to make up your mind on that. I'm old enough to remember when everyone thought Aaron Banks sucked, and then he didn't. Like, some guys aren't good as rookies, and then they pop in year two.
Yeah, we'll see how many of these guys actually make the team.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's also, there's a little bit of the Golden State Warriors aspect with the 49ers, yeah, whereas like when you're a rookie, it's hard to make this team because they're very established and going for a title. So that's all. That's all. I just, this idea that the window is like closing, I actually think it's going the other direction.
But depends on how well you do around Brock Purdy. If you pay him $60 million, then you're going to have to find guys. If it's Pearsall and Cowing are the next receiver tandem in 2 to 3 years, because you don't want to pay Debo and Brandon Ayuk $25 to $28 million a year, well, then great. If they are that good, then you're saving $50 million a year right there. Boom. Pearsall and Cowing. You know, Pearsall is first-round money, so you're not saving as much. But if you can have those two replace Ayuk and Debo in 3 years, then there's about a $40 million a year savings just right there.
That'll work.
If you drafted well and if these guys can come up. And, you know, 2023, you mentioned it, D. Winters is a guy who is looking pretty
interesting,
good.
An interesting
sixth rounder.
Guy.
Yep. He's a guy who might be popping. Daryl Luter actually was able to play football. He was on the field. And Cameron Latu, the tight end, I don't know if he's going to make the team. Jair Brown looks good. He's probably going to be a starter this year. Jake Moody, all of a sudden, no one's complaining about the kicker anymore. He's probably going to have a good year this year, I would imagine. So 2023, the jury is still out. I would agree with you. 2022 was a missed year.
Yeah.
Other than Brock Purdy.
Except for you got a quarterback, and I'd argue if you offered any team, hey, will you give up your whole draft if you can find a franchise QB? They'd all say yes.
Right.
Yes. Yes. 100% yes. And here's the other thing to not be worried about. Watch how fast this all goes. Like, Brock will do $55 or $60 million, and it's going to take about 3 years to where you're like, that's a pretty good deal. Like, that's just how it works.
It's how it's always worked,
Mahomes,
yeah,
and Allen are not among the top paid QBs in the NFL. But Jordan Love and Trevor Lawrence and Jared Goff are. You explain it to me.
Well, when C.J. Stroud hits free agency, oh, he's gonna jump way past.
He ain't gonna hit free agency.
Let me throw something out to you, Willard. This is a note that Dibs and I actually broke down a couple of weeks ago when you were out. But there's only been one quarterback who takes up more than 14% of his team's total cap and has won the Super Bowl. Only once that has ever happened, and it's Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
One of the greatest quarterbacks to ever do it. Generally speaking, if you have a quarterback that takes up a fifth or more of your total cap, you don't win the Super Bowl.
Okay, but tell me the teams right now who are doing that. Do you have that in front of you?
I do. It's essentially
All of the good teams
right, other than the 49ers and the Houston Texans.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's a fair point that you're making, but maybe I would rally back and say, like, Mahomes is so, he's so great right now that you're sort of running the risk of a little bit of a Jordan factor, where there are great players around him who just aren't winning rings right now because of him. You know, like Charles Barkley was still a great player. Patrick Ewing was still a great player. And Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson are great players. And I think Jordan Love and Brock Purdy are going to be fantastic players. And Joe Burrow is a phenomenal. These guys are all worth it, and they're going to contend on the yearly. And I do think that a good handful of them through their careers are going to break through. Like, I still think that's the formula, is to have a great quarterback that you want to pay.
One more stat to add on to this really quick. Highest cap hit percentages from quarterbacks to win a Super Bowl ever. Patrick Mahomes last year, nearly 23% of his team's cap.
Yep.
Then it's Tom Brady a couple of different times, Peyton Manning and Eli Manning. Highest quarterback cap hits percentage-wise to ever win a Super Bowl. You have three of the best quarterbacks of all time, and then another really good one in Eli.
Right, and Eli. And it's funny that you mentioned Brady is right up there, because he gets so much credit for all
those are discounts,
all
and
of
it's
the
still,
discounts yeah, that he used to take. Yeah. I mean, look, there's no avoiding that what Brock is going to make next year is going to be a weekly story this year. And I'm already nauseated by it, but I have no choice but to be in.
I think we should find a way to build around it.
Well,
and build some fixtures around it, because it is a conversation, and the whole like stock up, stock down.
I mean, I already gave you the title, Brockster's Millions.
It's
Let's
perfect.
Do it.
But Brockster's Millions.
But at the same time,
I like a 50-year-old reference.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, if you're old enough to know what the hell we're talking about, good for you. You've had a life. I get it, but like, you even saw it last night. Oh, this is what Brock looks without all the good players, huh?
So funny.
It's like, come on, people. Don't do that. Don't do that.
And then there's the people who said Kyle did it on purpose in order to hold his value down.
Oh,
that way he can show everyone, see, I'm really the $60 million quarterback, the man with the laminated play sheet.
What is it about Kyle Shanahan that makes so many people think there's so many conspiracies going on all the time?
It's just people think that he's arrogant and stuff.
Well, he is.
Well, I mean,
what's wrong with arrogant?
He's not. I don't know if he is arrogant. He's just successful.
He's completely arrogant.
Well, I don't know if, for me, the definition of arrogance
is... He's totally arrogant.
Okay.
He's got that, and that's fine. Don't you think? I think arrogance gets a bad rap. I do. What's wrong with, how big of a gap is there? How many miles in between confidence and arrogance?
There's a pretty big gulf.
You think?
Yes.
I think that's a fine line.
No, I think that arrogance is the sense of, you're rubbing other people's nose in the fact that you're so good at something. That's where arrogance comes in.
Okay, maybe you and I are defining arrogance differently. I don't think Kyle's, just a complete and total you-know-what about it. But I think Kyle thinks very, very highly of himself. And...
Well, you have to.
Exactly. I think all these guys do. Is Christian McCaffrey arrogant?
Arrogance is an attitude of superiority manifested in an overbearing manner or in presumptuous claims or assumptions. I don't think that he's arrogant, personally. I mean, he's a guy who is at the top of his field in a field of alphas where his very job is to know more than every other human being on the planet.
And he largely does.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think that he's arrogant.
All right, we can talk more about it. And Adam Amin, who called the game last night, is going to help us out by joining us coming up next. We're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Willard and Dibs.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!